we're going to behold him. And if he doesn't come in our lifetime, we will still shortly behold him. And that's what life is all about. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your love for us. And thank you, Jesus, that just as you came 2,000 years ago, you said you were coming back. And Lord, in these next few weeks, we think about your return. And Lord, we thank you that we're ready whenever, God, you choose to come back. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in your wonderful, precious name. Amen. Well, in Leviticus 23, God gave 8 appointed times. They're his appointed times. Sometimes the people call them the feasts of the Lord, but they're not feasts. They're God's appointed times. And in Christianity, we celebrate the first 5 because they're happening and have happened. And the one of them is every week, and 7 of them are once a year. And the one that's every week, and when you read Leviticus 23, it starts out with the weekly one, is the Sabbath. And we celebrate it every Sunday by coming to church and remembering the Lord. This is his appointed time. And then there are 7 others. And in Christianity, we celebrate the first 4. We celebrate Passover, which is Good Friday. We celebrate Unleavened Bread, which is Holy Week. And we celebrate Easter, which is First Fruits. Within 1 week, 3 of them take place. And God required the Jews from all over Israel to be in Jerusalem for that week of Passover, Unleavened Bread, and First Fruits. And the reason he did that is because these 3 times were going to be fulfilled in Jesus. And he wanted the people of Israel to see Jesus crucified, paying the price for sin, and rising from the dead. And so they were there. Israel was full of the people of Israel on the day of Jesus' death and resurrection. And what is so interesting is that Jesus fulfilled these appointed times right at the very day and hour that they were to be fulfilled. You see, Passover was all about the Passover lamb and being killed for the people when they were in Egypt. And the Passover lamb's blood was put on their door, and the angel of death passed over them. And so on Passover, Jesus was sacrificed for our sins, and his blood covered us. Right there, a parallel to the Passover out of Egypt. But what is so interesting is that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon of the preparation day, right before the Passover meal was to take place, the high priest would go and take the lamb, the Passover lamb, that would be slain for the sins of the nation of Israel. And at the 9th hour, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, as the high priest sacrificed that lamb, the high priest would cry out, "It is finished." Jesus is hanging on the cross, and the Bible said, at the 9th hour, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What's the last word that Jesus cries? "It is finished." Our high priest, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, sacrificed his life to pay the price for our sins. Right there at the same time. And then on the first day of the week following Passover, the high priest would go out and gather up the first fruits and present them to God. And Jesus now rose from the dead and went and gathered up those other souls that were resurrected after he rose from the dead, and gathered them up as a first fruits offering to the Lord. Jesus fulfilled these appointed times of God. And on Pentecost, 50 days later, God again required all the Jews to come to Jerusalem, and the Jews would remember the giving of the Ten Commandments they were given at Pentecost. And at that Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus rose from the dead, God gave his Holy Spirit. And all the Jews were in Jerusalem to see the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And many of them had the outpouring of the Holy Spirit into their lives. The Bible says 3,000 of them were baptized that day, filled with the Holy Spirit. God wanted the people of Israel to see that, to be there, to receive his Holy Spirit. Well, that's it for our celebrations in Christianity. But 4 months would pass through the summer, and in the fall came the festival or the appointed time of the ingathering. Now think about that. There's coming a day when God is going to gather together all his believers. It was the appointed time of ingathering. And it started out with the Yom Teruah, the day of the trumpet shout, the day of the blast. They didn't know what day that started. There were actually 2 days for it, because it could only start officially when they saw the first light of the new moon. Now, we're going to have a new moon coming up either tonight or tomorrow night. It's a dark moon now. And when two witnesses on the east side of Israel, two priests would be out there watching for that first light of the new moon. And when they saw it come up, they would build a bonfire real quickly, and they could see it in Jerusalem, and the high priest would announce, Yom Teruah, the day of the shout, has now begun. And they would start to blow the shofar. But they didn't know what time that would be. Would it be at the beginning of the night? At the end of the night? Would it be the next day? They were to watch, because when it started, that was the sound of the shofar. That was the start of that appointed time. During that Yom Teruah, or that day of the shout of the trumpet, the Jews remembered several things. One is that they counted the creation of Adam and Eve from that day. Now, we don't know if Adam and Eve were created on that day or not. That's just when they remembered it. Just like we don't know if Jesus was born on Christmas Eve or not, but that's when we remember it. That's when we celebrate it. They also remembered on this day, on this Yom Teruah day, the time when Abraham took Isaac up on the mountain and was going to sacrifice him, and God intervened and said, don't sacrifice him. I just wanted to see if you were faithful. This is what the Jews remember on this day, and it starts tonight, or could start tonight. But this is the first of the month. And the Jews also remembered some other things on this day. We talk about the Lamb's Book of Life, and they said it was on this day that person's names would be written in the Book of Life. Well, I think God writes your name in the Book of Life whenever you come to believe in Jesus. But this is when they talked about it. This is when they thought about it. And they also thought and talked about the fact that it would be sometime in the future that this Jacob's trouble would start at this point. Jacob's trouble was known as the days of awe. But it was a 7-year period right before Christ returns, or right before the Messiah. They called him the Messiah would be made known to the world. Well, we call Jacob's trouble, anybody know what we call it in the New Testament? Can I hear it?
Tribulation.
You've heard the word tribulation. We talk about a 7-year tribulation coming to this world before Jesus actually physically returns. And the Jews knew that at some point in the future, that tribulation, Jacob's trouble, would start at Rosh Hashanah. But they also said that in this period of time, we have 10 days now between Rosh Hashanah or Yom Teruah and Yom Kippur or the Day of Atonement. They said, this is the time to get your life right. This is the time to think about the things you want to change in life, to repent of your sins, to go to God and ask Him for help. We confessed our sins today in the liturgy at the beginning of the service. But this was a time that all Jews would go to people they had offended and say, I'm sorry for my offense. This is a time, and if there's anybody out there that you have a relationship with that's not quite right and you feel bad about it from time to time, this next week is the time to go and call them up and tell them, I want to have a good relationship with you. I'm sorry. Or hey, I want to make things right. Or I haven't talked to you for quite a while and we've kind of lost contact and I don't want to lose contact because I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm your friend. This is a time to make relationships right. And in Israel today, this week, this coming week, the next 10 days, Jews are commanded to make relationships right. And we're commanded to do that. We're commanded to do that all the time. But this is the week, just like at Christmas, we think of His birth. At Easter, we think of His resurrection. During Rosh Hashanah or Yom Teruah, we need to think about making things right with other people. And looking forward to the day when Jesus Christ is going to rapture His church and the tribulation is going to begin. And we don't know the day or the hour. They didn't know the day or the hour. We don't even know the year. May happen in our lifetime, may not. But this is a time to consciously be ready, to consciously think about it. That's why I'm preaching about it today, because we're thinking about it. There's coming a time when the Bible says a short work God will make of the earth. And I sang it in the song today. The Bible says that He's going to make a short work of the earth. And so we need to think about His second coming. He loves us. He's with us. The wise men were consciously looking forward to His birth. They're studying the stars. They're studying the scriptures. And they recognized when He came. The shepherds were not consciously looking for that birth, but they knew that at some point He would come. And so when He came, they were ready. The 10 virgins in the Bible that took oil, or 5 of them took oil, 5 didn't. They went out to meet the bridegroom, which is symbolic of the second coming of Christ. 5 of them were ready. 5 of them were not. They were all there, but they all fell asleep. All 10 of them. And yet when they heard the trumpet sound, when they heard the shout, the bridegroom's coming, they all woke up, and the 5 who had been ready were ready. And the 5 that weren't, weren't. And so God wants us to be always ready. And if we know Jesus and have a personal relationship with Him, if the Holy Spirit lives in us, if we've accepted Christ as our Savior, we are ready for His return. And He just wants us to, the Bible says, look up, for your redemption draws near. Jesus Christ is coming back sometime. And if there's anybody in church or on the internet that is not ready for Him, all you got to do is say, Lord Jesus, help me to be ready. Help me to believe in You. And He will do the next thing. He will come in because He loves all of us. And He died for all of us. and he rose for all of us. And all we have to do is take the gift that he's given to us. And I know most of you, if not all of you here today, have already done that. But on the internet, if you haven't, Jesus is there for you too. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to God in a word of prayer. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross, for rising from the grave, for forgiving us for our sins. And Lord, help us to be ready to meet you when you choose to return. And Lord, if you do not come back in our lifetime, then thank you that we're ready to meet you at the end of our life, God. And Lord, that we're always ready for whatever you choose to do. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.